Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Costin Shockley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the California Angels, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. McGraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Rogers juggles the ball. That's an error on Rogers. McGraw scores. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shockley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Costin Shockley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockley hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clinton scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knoop moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Rogers and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ward scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Hansen scores. Martin moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Aubrey Gatewood now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Smith reaches second base with a double. Kostin Shockley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shockley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gatewood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Aubrey Gatewood. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scourin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Kostin Shockley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockley is 0 for 2 in the game. Shockley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin fields it and throws to second for the out. Fregosi moves to third. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fregosi tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Barry Latman. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skourin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Two outs. Kostin Shockley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockley is 0 for 3 in the game. Shockley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Joe Adcock pinch hits for George Brunette. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Schall moves to third. Noop moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pitch now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Ward reaches second base with a double. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards first. Shockley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.